Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. George Norrie with Sidney Kirkpatrick. Award-winning documentary filmmaker and best-selling author Sidney Kirkpatrick is a graduate of Kent School in Kent, Connecticut, Hampshire College in Amherst, Massachusetts, and NYU Film School. His latest book, Edgar Cayce, An American Prophet, is the definitive biography of Edgar Cayce, who's best known as the Sleeping Prophet. And Sidney, first of all, thank you for keeping the memory of Edgar Cayce alive.
Now, it's all students of the Cayce readings, all researchers, have you to thank for informing, keeping your listeners so informed about this Edgar Cayce.
It's exciting. I mean, he was one of a kind, wasn't he?
One of a kind, and you on your show in years past, you know, you've had both of his sons, Edgar Evans Cayce and Hugh Lynn Cayce, mm-hmm. and his grandson you've interviewed. I mean, that's really remarkable, and it's helped so much to carry the greater message forward.
How did he get his incredible abilities, Sidney?
Well, you know, you could trace it right back to a childhood incident when he was playing baseball, you know, in elementary school. He got hit in the back with a baseball. And it seemed to knock him unconscious. But the strange thing about it was he could carry on a conversation. He foretold who would win the next presidency. He revealed things about his teacher, his elementary school teacher, that a student his age would have no right to know. But, you know, that was not explored. He seemed to get better the next morning. He actually diagnosed himself, told a physician how he should be treated. And it wasn't for many years in his 20s when he was hypnotized that this strange third other, you know, came back. So he was hypnotized and again, could carry on conversations. And yet at the same time, he couldn't be, he was impervious to sort of being shaken out of it. At one point, physicians testing him would stick needles in his skin. In one egregious case, they pulled one of his fingernails out and he didn't as much as flinch.
Ouch.
He was like he was in a deep deep coma, and yet he could answer questions.
Yeah, explain to us, Sidney, the method he used to come up with these incredible things that he talked about, Atlantis, the pyramids, health issues, all kinds of things. What was his methodology?
Well, it evolved over the years. At first, you know, he was getting hit by a baseball, knocked out, and then he was hypnotized. What made all of this so remarkable was that he internalized the process and it evolved. He learned to put himself into this deep trance state. And once he was in this trance state, it really was incredible. Hard to believe. You know, he wasn't your 1-800 psychic phone line. He didn't speak in vague, ambiguous terms, but specifics, names, dates, locations. And in terms of the medical readings, which is perhaps even the most remarkable, he talked about specific body parts, blood type, and temperature. You know, he would be given the name of George Norrie, and he would essentially go organ by organ through your body.
Wow.
Diagnosing illness. And again, it's the specifics that made such a big difference. Blood type, body temperature.
Well, they called him the sleeping prophet. Was he alert? Did he know what he was saying?
No, and he had to be told afterwards what happened. And it became easier once the system got more defined and they could hire a stenographer. But for the first, you know, several hundred readings, it was a crapshoot. And it was a sort of trial and error process, say, to see what worked. Like, you had to learn to ask specific questions to him. You couldn't ask these generalizations.
He died in 1945, Sidney. It was way before we had social media, way before television made it as big as it is. We had radio at the time. But how did the media handle him? Was he well known?
At various points in his career, he was well known. And the New York Times did a massive front page spread, which made him a sensation at that time. And, you know, he grew up in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, which was a relatively small area, remote, but hundreds and then thousands of people would eventually visit Hopkinsville and try to get these trance readings from him. He didn't charge for what he did. He believed it was a gift from God and that it was to be shared.
I still use his remedies for so many different things. I mean, every time I want to be able to just prevent something, I read information on Edgar Cayce, like almonds to fight cancer and stuff like that. And
I do it. Yeah. And this was recently brought home to me because I had a gallbladder operation, which went south.
Oh, my God. When did that happen?
Oh, just in the last year and a half.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was actually in a hospital bed for a year and a half.
Oh, my God, Sidney. I didn't know that.
But, you know, what pulled me through, not only my devoted wife, Nancy, with whom we collaborated on Education American Prophet, but we used Cayce remedies. And, you know, before that time, I was, you know, obviously more than familiar with his life story, the compelling elements of the life story, but I never had to rely on the medical readings themselves as we did this time. And boy, I swear it saved my life.
That's fantastic. How soon did things kick in when you started doing his remedy recommendations?
It's difficult to actually pinpoint times because so many of the recommendations were building up your immune system.
Yes.
Where, you know, So there was secondary, and sometimes it took months. I mean, now I'm over it. I'm out of the hospital. But I've got to build up my muscle because, you know, I've been on my back for so long.
My previous guest is an expert on Egyptology, and his name is Robert Schock. And, you know, he's been to the pyramids, he's been to the Sphinx. And he brought up you and Edgar Casey. Casey talked about the Hall of Records at the base of the Sphinx, and they have indeed found an enclosure down there. They haven't gone in there, but they have found some kind of structure where Edgar Casey said it was.
Yes. Amazing. And, I mean, that's what's so spectacular and why Casey is so important to study, because things, especially medical things he said, and what he said about reincarnation, which was dismissed as science fiction in his time, you know, has since proven out. Obviously, you can't prove reincarnation, but there's enough scintillating details, you know, like the studies done at UVA, to suggest that indeed, you know, there's truth to it. So, in many respects, this is a spectacular time to study Casey, because science, medical science especially, is catching, technology is catching up to these readings. And we have so many to go on. I mean, because he was surrounded by physicians so early in his life, there were witnesses to these readings, and then eventually a full-time stenographer. So today we have, you know, some 14,000 of these readings that are anywhere from 2 pages to 10, 20 pages in some instances. So we have this incredible record with which to study. Nancy and I often bemoan the fact that we came in late to the Casey work. That Casey had already passed, and we would never get our own reading. You know, however, as we continue to study this, we realize it now is the time to start seriously. You can accomplish research in ways that were impossible to do in Casey's lifetime.
Absolutely.
You know, plus, Casey had his firewall built up, and they didn't attach names to the readings in the Casey vault.
How accurate, Sydney, do you think he was percentage-wise? Most of the time?
I would say easily in the 90 percentile.
That's remarkable.
But, you know, things that, again, were considered science fiction, now in many places are state-of-the-art medicine, like what he was saying about psoriasis, you know, the skin condition. Casey very early on said that it was not a skin condition, but that was a symptom of a deeper, greater problem, that the colon was leaching toxins into the system, and cure yourself or treat yourself for psoriasis, you had to go on a strict diet.
He was right.
The most recently is light therapy. Casey recommended all manner of different light therapies because it was non-invasive and could easily be treated, you know, mm-hmm. using different kinds of lights, infrared lights. There's something called a violet ray. But again, all kinds of new evidence suggesting that indeed Casey was right on the money.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Sydney, how did Elvis Presley and Marilyn Monroe come into the Casey story?
You know, there's so many famous people or important people, influencers associated with Casey, but they all come from different backgrounds. Certainly, Elvis Presley was a big student of Edgar Casey's, and actually on the night he died, on his bedstand was a book on Edgar Casey.
Wow. Was it your book?
No, gosh, I wish it was. There's speculation that it has been, but I couldn't say for sure.
How about Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, well, Marilyn Monroe started using beauty aids recommended by Casey. You know, Casey covers such a wide variety of subject matter. I mean, almost anything you can think of, Casey commented on. Including like the Bible, you know, where Casey would say, well, that's not really how it happened. How it happened was, or Jesus didn't say this, he said that. And, anyway, so, you know, you have beauty aids as well as the Bible, as well as reincarnation, astrology. Gloria Swanson, the great film star, remember Sunset Boulevard. Gloria Swanson turned Marilyn onto the Casey work. And, you know, if you look at photographs, even late in life, I mean, I think Gloria Swanson lived to be over 100.
Confirm this story I heard, Sydney, a long time ago, that Edgar Casey was once getting on an elevator. The door opened, and he saw a group of people in there. And he used to be able to read auras. He could not see any auras of any of the individuals and backed out of the elevator. He got scared. The elevator door closed.
Isn't that fascinating? Yes. Hugh Lynn, who was with him that day, Edgar Casey's son, often shared that story.
And apparently the elevator door shut and the cable snapped or something like that?
Yeah. And elevator crashed to the bottom.
And they all died.
You know, that was not entirely unique in the Casey work. There was, during that same trip to New York where the elevator had the problem, Casey was at a diner and the waitress serving him, put the food down and Casey looked up at her and said, don't go. And, you know, she was like, what are you talking about? Don't go. And he said, you're thinking of taking a drive out to Long Island or, you know, out of the city.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, confused and like, who is this guy? And, you know, how would you know that that's what I intended to do? And
why is he telling me not to go, you know?
Right. And she didn't go. And her boyfriend who did go, got in a terrible car accident.
Oh my God. And she could have died.
Right.
Unbelievable. Lots to talk with you about, Sidney, as we talk about the life of Edgar Cayce. And the latest book I have from you was written and published in 2019, Edgar Cayce, An American Prophet. But I remember having you on Coast to Coast like almost 20 years ago.
Yes, on the debut of that book. We've also written True Tales from the Cayce Archive, which is a compendium of the people who had readings. And that provides all kinds of really interesting insights, because sometimes it puts the readings that were given in context. For example, the one I like to use is Lamar Jones. And this is a reading which you might just breeze through, flip right through, because it doesn't seem to, there's nothing super dramatic,
right,
or obviously insightful. But then if you realize that this is for an artist, and Cayce is talking about art and the power of art to affect people's lives and affect families' lives. But then if you dig down to find out who received that reading, you discover that Lamar Jones is a tombstone cutter in Selma, Alabama, and he's the most sought-after tombstone cutter because he capped somehow in what's written on the tombstone, as well as the artwork, the angel. One of his most famous ones is a marble angel with wings. That's what Cayce is talking about, the power of art. And you don't have to have a paintbrush to touch people's lives in that way. And that's what Cayce is talking about in that reading. And so it comes into context.
And Cayce always didn't listen to his own advice, did he?
Well, he was obviously he was all too human. And, at times he was lazy and, he had a fondness for cigarettes. I mean, he was chain smoking, and actually cigarette readings are really interesting. There's one reading, it says it's the toxins, it's the additives put into cigarettes. That are the most harmful. I'm certainly not going to advocate smoking, but it's just an interesting little insight. But he's, it's for a man, he struggled his entire career. I mean, and you can understand why. On a personal level, when he entered into trance, he had no idea what he was going to say, and he only had to be told afterwards what he'd said. So, he was always fearful of harming someone he loved or someone who wanted help by something he said.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.